The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to his disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, 'Look, here he is,' or 'Look, here he is.' Do not go off, do not run in pursuit, for just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first, he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. So in Jesus' time, the Pharisees imagined that the establishment of the kingdom of God would be in terms of external authority, political authority, military might, all this stuff. Whereas Jesus teaches that it is very much something that is spiritual, supernatural. But above all, that the kingdom of God exists in the hearts of humans, of people, of us. The presence of the kingdom of God in each soul is something one perceives through the affections and inspirations communicated by the Holy Spirit. That feeling of lightness, of joy, of happiness that we get when we actually sit down and talk to Christ, when we tell him about our day, when we complain about how obnoxious our neighbor is, or whatever it is we talk to him about. There's a lightness that comes from sharing our burdens with Christ. That's part of the affections communicated by the Holy Spirit. Or when, you know, we're kind of blind to some defect or fault in ourself that we can't quite see it, and then the Holy Spirit just kind of says, "Oh, hey, by the way, you're doing this wrong, and maybe you should think about changing this little bit of yourself," because, you know, the Holy Spirit is in work within us as part of that kingdom of God to bring us closer to the Father. Or we're walking down the street and we get this random inspiration to actually go and do something good. Just randomly appears out of nowhere. It's like, well, where's that desire to go help the person on the side of the street or go donate money to a good cause? Or where's that come from? And it's the Spirit, because the kingdom of God is within us. So I want to leave you with some words from St. Teresa of Lisieux about her own experience with the Holy Spirit and with Christ. She says, "The doctor of doctors teaches us without the sound of words. I have never heard him speak, and yet I know he is within my soul. Every moment he is guiding and inspiring me. And just at the moment I need them, lights, till them then unseen, are granted to me. Most often, it is not at prayer that they come, but while I go about my daily duties." These inspirations, these promptings of the Holy Spirit are constantly there. They constantly bubble up, they pop up, they come out of seemingly nowhere, sometimes in prayer, sometimes throughout our days. But that's the kingdom of God that's within us. It's the kingdom of God that the Pharisees themselves could not see or access because they chose not to. So pay attention to those promptings. Pay attention when the Spirit is like, "Hey, by the way, it's probably good that you go and do this," or implants within us a desire to go take care of something or do something for someone. There's a goodness in that. God bless you.